Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast with Pastor Kevin J. Norton. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you and your family to any of our services. Our church is located 1 mile off Highway 27 on the Mountain View Road. We're just an old-fashioned King James Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us this morning to go into worship and honor Him, to enter in through His gates with thanksgiving, through His courts with praise, and to just present our bodies a living sacrifice this morning, and to exalt the name of our God this morning. Got much to be thankful for in this season, and I certainly hope that you will express your gratitude unto our God who has been so good to you. In watching over and caring for you, providing for you, keeping you from harm's way. What a lovely Savior that we have this morning. And I'm glad to know that the world may be getting worse and wickeder. And I tell you, coming apart by the seams, I'm glad that I can look up every day and know that my redemption's drawing nigh. This world's not my final home. Thank God one of these days I'm going to hear a shout and I'm just going to leave this world. And I'm glad, thank God, to know where I'm going this morning. And so it's good to have that blessed assurance, that confidence that doesn't come from anything that I've done or am doing, but it is because of what Christ did for me and for whosoever would call upon His name this morning. I hope this song is a blessing to you this morning.
Each time I stop and take the time to look around me, I see the signs of His appearing everywhere. The things He said would come to pass are now before us, and I
Amen. Numbers chapter 22 this morning. I begin reading in verses number 22 this morning. And the Bible said, "And God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and the sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in the path in the vineyards, a wall being on this side and on wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. He smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place, which was no way to either turn to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee? Thou hast smitten me these three times. And Balaam said unto the ass, Because thou hast mocked me, I would therefore a sword in my hand, for now I would kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, Am I not thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? He said, Nay. And the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. The angel of the Lord said unto him, Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. And the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, Go with these men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that shalt thou speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. Our Heavenly Father, our God, we come before you this morning. What a wonderful, beautiful day, God, that you've given this morning to worship and honor you this morning. God, I thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life that you've so richly bestowed upon us this past week, how your hand has gently been upon us, God of heaven, for your tender mercies, God, that are fresh and new every morning. I pray for these we may mention this morning, God, that you touch the lives of those that are sick this morning, God, that you'd raise their bodies up this morning, God, and encourage their hearts. I pray for revival season, God, a time of refreshment this morning, God, that you'd bless your people this morning, God, with the former rain, the latter rain this morning, God, and the Lord, that you'd heal our land this morning, God. How we need a great moving of your spirit, your hand in our midst today, God. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd be in the midst. May the name of Christ be exalted and lifted up this morning, God. May you draw all men unto yourself this morning. May most of all this morning that some precious soul might come to the saving knowledge of Christ. And Lord, for all of this, we'll thank you, we'll praise you this morning, God, that you might anoint your men to stand and boldly proclaim the truths of thy word this morning. And Father, I pray today, God, that you'd answer prayers, God, that you'd open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing this morning, there'd be not a place to receive it. And all of this we'll ask in the lovely name of Jesus this morning, amen, amen this morning. And now then, reading that passage of Scripture this morning, I want to preach on the thought that sometimes it pays to listen to a stubborn old mule. Sometimes it pays to listen to a stubborn old mule. I realize the world often accuses us as Christians. Our brother is sounding like a broken record about this heaven and hell thing. Either we're on our soapbox or we're ranting and raving over the end of the world and judgment to come. Brother, I've been known as a religious fanatic, an old fogey, a fuddy-duddy, and out of tune, out of touch, a politically incorrect, holier than thou, a scaremonger this morning. Dear friend, I've been told my religion was fine as long as I keep it to myself. I've been told to lighten up, back off, tone down. I've been asked to leave. I've been told not to come back. Dear friend, but in spite of all of that, brother, I've been called, I've been
commissioned and, thank God, compelled this morning, dear friend, to preach the word, dear friend, to lift up my voice this morning, dear friend, to declare the righteousness, dear friend, the holiness and the judgment of our God this morning. Dear friend, surely if God can use a mule, he can use me. Dear friend, if God can open the eyes of a mule to see wonders, dear friend, if God can open the mouth to give him warning, surely God can use someone like me this morning. Dear friend, throughout the word of God, you and I this morning are a type of mule. Spiritually speaking, this morning we are, dear friend, the bearers of burdens. Dear friend, we'll find in Genesis chapter 22, dear friend, we bore our sins. Dear friend, the Bible said when Abraham took Isaac up that mountain, dear friend, this morning Abraham being a type of the Father, Isaac being a type of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, that he put that sacrifice, dear friend, upon that mule, dear friend, this morning. Amen. The Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter 16, dear friend, when Jesse was going to send, dear friend, David down to the front lines where the battle was, dear friend, to take supplies down there, dear friend, he loaded up the mules. Amen. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said here in the text, dear friend, we carry the sinner as our burden as well. Dear friend, to turn them from the way, dear friend, of death this morning. In Matthew 21 verse 7, dear friend, this morning the Bible said the Lord himself, dear friend, will come riding on a colt in the foal of an ass. And when he went riding in Jerusalem, they laid the palm branches down crying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Dear friend, that's our job this morning. Dear friend, to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, to bear him before, dear friend, the people this morning. If God can use the jawbone of an ass in the hands of Samson to bring down the enemy, surely God can use our jawbone for his glory this morning. Dear friend, this is the first time and the last time in the scripture that God ever allowed an animal to speak this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I tell you, he did threaten one time, though, that if men didn't hold, or if men held their praise at the rocks, dear friend, would cry out in praise unto him. Now, we know the story of Balaam this morning. Dear friend, here's a prophet that had power with God. Dear friend, in fact, those he cursed were cursed, and those he blessed were blessed. Dear friend, the king of Moab sent for him three times to curse the children of Israel, and three times God warned him not to go. Amen. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said in the book of Jude, dear friend, that Balaam ran greedily after gain. Dear friend, that he taught Moab how to seduce Israel. God warned him, stood in his way. Dear friend, could have turned him back. Dear friend, but God used a mule. Dear friend, and God will use you and I this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said, let him know that he that converteth a sinner from the error of his way, dear friend, shall not only save a soul from death, but cover a multitude of sin. Amen. Let's notice some things this morning, dear friend, about the mule. Dear friend, sometimes it pays to listen to a stubborn old mule. Dear friend, first of all, I found the assessment of the mule this morning. Dear friend, that mule was more aware of the surrounding conditions than the rider. Amen. Brother, I'm comparing this morning, dear friend, you and I to carry the burden of a sinner, dear friend, that's headed toward God's judgment. Amen. The mule could see what Balaam could not see. The Bible said this morning in Proverbs 29 and verse 18, dear friend, where there is no vision, the people perish this morning. Dear friend, when you and I this morning that are God's children, when we stop seeing the judgment of God, when we stop seeing the imminent, dear friend, of his coming this morning, when we stop seeing sinners on the brink of eternity, dear friend, then they're going to die in their sins this morning. Dear friend, the mule was aware of the anger of God. The Bible said here in verse 22, dear friend, this morning the anger of the Lord was kindled against Balaam. Amen. Dear friend, sinners do not not see that cloud of condemnation. How dear friend, that looms over their head. How they don't realize that God is wicked at the are angry at the wicked every day. How dear friend, he's not willing that any should perish. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He compels them to turn from their wicked ways, how to repent or perish. How dear friend, we preach the love of God. How dear friend, but also a God that's full of wrath. How dear friend, he's full of compassion and mercy, but also a consuming fire, ready to pardon or judge this morning. How dear friend, the doors of heaven are open, and the gates of hell swing wide. How dear friend, this morning the mule could see, how dear friend, the anger and the judgment of God. How dear friend, but not only that, how dear friend, he saw the adversary of death. How dear friend, he saw the sword that was drawn in the angel's hands. Amen. To those that are saved by the grace of God, how dear friend, death ain't no big deal. Amen. How dear friend, in fact, the Bible said in Psalms 116, how precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Amen. How dear friend, we know that we're just going to go to sleep here and wake up over yonder, escorted by angels in the paradise of God. But with the wicked, it is not so. How dear friend, where their path leads, how dear friend, it's a broad way that leads to destruction. How dear friend, the way may seem right unto a man, but it leads unto death. How dear friend, death is but a step behind me. Hell is moving, and open her mouth without measure. How dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, how dear friend, this mule has saw that death was imminent and upon this sinner this morning. Amen. Then also the mule saw the audacity of the man. How dear friend, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 16, the Bible said the ass speaking forbade the madness of the prophet. How dear friend, the only thing that stood in between, how dear friend, Balaam dying, how dear friend, this morning and living was that ass. Amen. How dear friend, God opened the mouth of the mule and let him speak. Amen. How dear friend, I'll tell you, sometimes we don't realize what we're dealing with this morning. Three times, how dear friend, Balaam was determined, brother, to go his way and to do his thing this morning. How dear friend, I'm telling you, how dear friend, Balaam did not pay any attention, how dear friend, to the warning signs, how dear friend, but just kept a going. How dear friend, sometimes we don't realize, how dear friend, that sinners are, how dear friend, so enticed and they're so bound by their sin this morning. How dear friend, they are not listening to us speaking out. How dear friend, but we're the watchman on the wall. How dear friend, we see danger coming, we're to lift up our voice, we're to spare not, we're to sound the trumpet. How dear friend, this morning all that Balaam saw was dollar signs in his eyes. Amen. How dear friend, this morning, and that's all a sinner sees. How dear friend, is the pleasure of sin for a season. How dear friend, all they see is another fix. How dear friend, this morning, how dear friend, but I'm telling you, at dear friend, this morning when the mule tried to turn him away from the field, at dear friend, he got back on the path. And the mule tried to turn him away from the vineyard, he got back on the path. And when the mule got him in a narrow place, at dear friend, Balaam was determined to do what he wanted to do. At dear friend, but this mule had to get his attention one way or another. Amen. At dear friend, this morning, but not only do we see the assessment of the mule, thank God we see the actions of the mule. How dear friend, not just words. How dear friend, you and I just can't say it, brother, we got to do it. It's not just the hearers of the word, it's the doers of the word. How dear friend, it wasn't until after this how mule took action that how God allowed him to speak. How dear friend, and get through to Balaam. Amen. How brother, you got to get involved this morning. How dear friend, you got to get your hands dirty. How dear friend, this morning, listen, the mule was persistent. Every time Balaam turned one way, the mule withstood him. In fact, three times, brother, you can't give up. You can't give in. You can't just get frustrated and walk away. At FM, they don't understand this morning. At FM, what's just to be on their path. At FM, this morning, we've got to be more persistent. At FM, to the resistance. At FM, that we encounter. Amen. And brother, that mule took an assault. At FM, this morning. Balaam smote him with his hand, with his strap, beat him with a staff. Our dear friend, this morning, all that live godly in Christ Jesus are going to suffer persecution. You must endure hardness. Brother, if you try to witness, if you try to turn sinners out of the way, our dear friend, you're going to be abused verbally, physically, emotionally. Our dear friend, this morning, but you've got to see the greater good, our dear friend, this morning in turning them away. Our dear friend, sometimes it pays to listen to a stubborn old mule. Our dear friend, the mule was persuasive. The Bible said that he, our dear friend, crushed the foot of Balaam against the wall. Our dear friend, this morning, I'm not talking about physically striking out. Our dear friend, but spiritually speaking, brother, we've got to do all that we can, our dear friend, to reach them. If we hurt them, if we offend them, brother, they're going to hell. What else, our dear friend, can we do this morning? Our dear friend, their anger may be kindled against us. They may lash out at us, our dear friend, but we've still got to be persistent in trying to open up their eyes and getting them to see what we see. That death, our dear friend, and destruction, our dear friend, it's just beyond them this morning. In verse 27, how the Bible said the mule fell down. Our dear friend, sometimes that's what it takes, brother. Our dear friend, to fall down before him, literally beg them, humble ourselves. Our dear friend, the only option that was left, there was nowhere else to go, brother. The Bible said, how to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, intercede, dear friend, this morning, for those that are lost and undone. Time is certainly running out. Our dear friend, daylight is certainly, our dear friend, turning dusky dark. Our dear friend, this thing's just about over with. Our dear friend, if we're ever going to try to win this world, our loved ones, we better do it now, brother. Our dear friend, do all that we can. Our dear friend, sometimes it pays to listen to a stubborn old mule. Our dear friend, we see the mule's assessment, the actions. Our dear friend, but notice the mule's accomplishment. What was the outcome of the mule speaking up? Amen. You say, preacher, I'm shy. Preacher, I just don't know the words. Our dear friend, if God can open the mouth of the ass, our dear friend, and let him speak, surely God can give you the words this morning to speak as well. Our dear friend, it had an effect upon Balaam. Amen. I imagine just the shock, our dear friend, of this mule speaking. Our dear friend, this morning carried a lot of weight. Amen. And sometimes you just opening your mouth, our dear friend, and saying something about the goodness of God, our dear friend, will carry some weight. God works in unusual circumstances with unorthodox methods, our dear friend, but it produces some tremendous results. Amen. I find the confession of Balaam, verse 34. He said, I've sinned. Amen. He realized where he was with God. Our dear friend, I don't want to condemn the sinner. I don't want to judge him. Our dear friend, I don't even want to shame him for his sins. Our dear friend, I just want him to understand he sinned against God. Amen. He hadn't got to say he sinned against me, brother. Our dear friend, my hands as dirty as all the others. Our dear friend, but listen, I want him to recognize and to realize and confess, our dear friend, that he's a sinner in the sight of heaven, in the eyes of God. Our dear friend, this morning, amen. Our dear friend, today, our dear friend, listen, I want his eyes to be open this morning. Our dear friend, to realize and understand the judgment of God. Our dear friend, is coming upon him this morning. I realize when the preacher preaches against drinking, our dear friend, it's not to convince a drunkard of his sin. Our dear friend, this morning, our dear friend, is to get him to realize he's a sinner in the sight of God. Our dear friend, adultery, lying or stealing this morning, our dear friend, listen, our dear friend, it may be legal in the eyes of men. There may be loopholes, our dear friend, in the eyes of the law, our dear friend, but I want a sinner to realize what he is in the sight of God this morning. Amen. Our dear friend, there was a confession that took place. Our dear friend, in verse 34, there was a change that took place. Balaam said, I'll get me back. I'll turn. Amen. This man was willing to turn around. Our dear friend, this morning, that's what we want sinners to do, to turn from their error, their ways. Amen. Our dear friend, a man can get back right when he's willing to come God's way. Amen. Our dear friend, he's a new creature in Christ. Our dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, to turn from the error of our ways, from their wickedness this morning. Dear friend, but in verses 38, there was a conversion. Dear friend, how do you know, preacher? Dear friend, because Balaam said the words that you give me to say, Lord, that will I speak. Amen. Dear friend, I mean here, the mule, God opened his mouth. Dear friend, the morning to speak. And now a few verses later, dear friend, Balaam's now speaking the word of God. Amen. Is that not our goal this morning? Dear friend, to open our mouth and speak the word of God. To eventually, dear friend, to reach the goal of getting those sinners saved and getting them speaking the word of God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, look at what a mule can do. Dear friend, when God uses him this morning. And I'm telling you, God can use you as well. Dear friend, you may be a stubborn old mule in the eyes of the world. Dear friend, but if you'll let God open your mouth, if you'll let God use you, dear friend, you can be a blessing, dear friend, to someone along life's way. Amen. Don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be ashamed, dear friend, to tell somebody about Jesus. You never know the effect that you might have upon them. May the Lord richly bless you. Is our prayer this morning.